Podbot Door AI.
I am not available for interview as I am away at the moment helping students with disabilities in New Zealand. I am unable to meet you for an interview because I am away currently helping the disabled students in Australia. All purchases and tasks that need to be done on my behalf whilst I am away will be paid up front. This work requires just 1 hour per day, and 3 times per week, at $450 per week. I am unable to meet up for an interview since I am away currently helping the disabled students in Australia. This position is open only to UC Davis undergraduate students, and assignments will be done remotely. Upon arrival, we will discuss making this job a full-time job, should I be impressed by your services during my absence. If you are interested in moving forward with this work, please return to Fort Garry Brewing Company with the below-listed information so that we may process your information. For jobs with us over certain lengths of time, green card processing will be done. If you are overwhelmed on the job, and a coworker calls in to help, there is no need to feel bad about missing the cut. Over-apologizing for things that you do not have much control over makes people think you are not as good. If you say, "I am sorry about all the small things right now," then your apology will have less impact later, on situations where you actually deserve to be truly sorry. When doing someone a favor, but getting it wrong, 60% of British people say they would say sorry, compared with 58% of Americans. It can also be helpful to keep a running tally of how many times you have apologized during a day, and for what reasons. Saying no may be embarrassing and uncomfortable for some, but it can be a highly effective way of protecting your time. When you are writing your email, the Just Not Sorry plugin will alert you whenever you use a word or phrase that weakens your message. We can obviously see carried away as an apology on its face, but carried away has far more depth to it than meets the eye. Andy is starting to grow used to my excessive sentimentality, but not like this. Cuddling is starting to get comfortable. He does not want to move, really. Do not get the wrong idea about Albus Dumbledore, he says, pain creeping down his face, making him seem old once more. Tragically, shortly after Albus graduated and shortly before he was about to start on a world-spanning journey with his friend Elpheus the Hound, his life was cut short by one of my sister's magical blasts. Albus Dumbledore cancelled his trip and returned home to care for Ariana, while pushing for his younger brother, Aberforth, to pursue studies at Hogwarts. Albus' decision to pursue his rebellious brother in order to halt his evil ways years later was probably partly fueled by the death of Kendra. My sister had one of her temper tantrums, and Albus Dumbledore was not nearly as young as his wife, Kendra Dumbledore, and it was a crash. Rita Skeeters claims that Albus Dumbledore and Aberforth were taught by theirs to say, "My sister is too fragile to go to school." 3 Muggle boys forced their way in through a hedge in their backyard, and when my sister was not there to show them the magic, they got a bit carried away trying to stop the little whackjobs from doing so. The attacks left my sister bruised and damaged, mentally unstable, and terrified of performing magic. The glam rocker on American Idol said on the early show that her performance would not have caused such a stir had she not been an out openly gay man. Adam Lambert also said that the show had other, adult, moments which did not provoke any outrage. In future, Adam Lambert said that he will attempt to clarify those issues prior to a show. Adam Lambert admitted that he was carried away by his sexually charged American Music Awards performance, but offered no apology. Adam Lambert takes questions from fans surrounding the CBS Midtown Manhattan studio, including one woman who said she traveled all the way from Japan to see him. Things are looking promising for Floyd Landis. The American went on to take 4th place on stage, just behind Frank Schleck, and moved into the yellow jersey. Nothing changed in stage 14, but on the 15th day, the 187-kilometer run up Alpe d'Huez. Floyd Landis took back the yellow with just 10 seconds over Pereiro, finishing 4th. He lost 10 minutes to his rivals, including Oscar Pereiro, who took back the yellow jersey. Our decorator was only planning on cleaning out the
bathrooms, but I got carried away and did all of the windows and floors as well.
Episode 31 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Alan Gregory. Adios.